News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Ah, man, I feel great. It's a beautiful Friday out there, ready to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. In the studio this morning, I have Mrs. Renee Bryant and Mrs. Jessica Hollinsworth from Pensacola Christian Academy. Thank you so much for being here this morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yes, always. Thank you so much for the work that you do and for working with our youth, especially from a Christian perspective.
Right.
I can respect that, and I'm totally for that. I'm not ashamed. I'm definitely going to pull for that in any situation, especially when it comes to our kindergartner age kids.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. What is Pensacola Christian Academy doing for our youngins this summer?
So we, for those of us who may not know, Pensacola Christian Academy has been serving the greater Pensacola area for the last 70 years.
Right.
And we do educate children from anyone entering four-year-old kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. For this summer, we're here just to kind of give parents some encouragement about what to consider as they make this big decision.
Yeah. Right. Know how to prepare your child.
Okay. Right. So let's talk about the preparation. This is a crucial moment in a child's life when they start kindergarten. I, even though I'm a, you know, I've got some years on me, I can still remember very vividly my first day of kindergarten. I think everybody can. I mean, that's a very important moment in your life, and it just sticks in your head. So let's talk about the preparation for this and why this is so important to do.
So one of the things that's important to consider as parents are looking for a provider is that they know what the goals are for their children.
Yes.
And I think as Pensacola Christian Academy, Jess is a graduate, people would say that we have a wonderful reading program.
Right.
And that for parents is really important because they
want
them to have that educational foundation.
Reading is learning. So that is the hugest foundation that you can have for an educational environment. Yep. We also want to challenge parents not just to settle for what's available, to ask your questions, to look around for what's best. It's okay to be discriminating in your school choice. That's okay because this is about your children. You want what is best for them. So be intentional about choosing your best.
And Pensacola Christian Academy offers a strong head start because of the education that is provided. It creates lifelong learners, which is a goal that we have for all of our children, and specifically to young children, creates a solid foundation for their elementary years when they're learning so much.
Yes. You'll find at Pensacola Christian Academy that we have a very clean, state-of-the-art facility. And I love this as a mama who has my children in Pensacola Christian Academy right now. It is a very safe environment. And the faculty, they really do provide us, we provide, because we teach there, we provide a sound academic instruction while serving as role models for the children. I love that, that my child can look at the teacher and say, my teacher does this and I know it's right and I know it's best. I love that.
Our teachers are, we really try to be attentive and see the needs of the children and create a culture of kindness in the classroom because that's really important to parents right now.
We've sort of lost that in our society. It seems like here recently it's, even though we disagree with somebody or we may not be from the same walk of life, it seems like we're automatic to be angry at that person and to judge them. And that's just, we've lost a lot of class in our society.
Yes.
So anything that we can do to instill that in them, thank you. Thank you for doing that. 437-1620, if you have any questions or comments, join this conversation. Okay, so getting back to this program, some of the things that come to my mind is building confidence in children because I just feel like our youth are not very confident, especially in communication. So what have you found by doing this?
Right. Well, you do need, the children do need to build confidence. And truthfully, from them, it comes from having that positive experience at school, which is where the teachers come in play. when a child comes to my classroom on the first day of school, I can promote that confidence in our classroom from the kind atmosphere, from having a planned schedule and knowing what we're doing. So we help the children have confidence in what they're doing, but we also help the parents have huge confidence in the school. From the moment you walk through the door, they're going to see that safe and secure way that the building is managed. The lock exterior doors, our wonderful safety officer that we have on site, to the learning and growing that happens.
Mm-hmm. And as you walk through the building, you'll see it's even age appropriate, like desks and restroom facilities, because that allows them to be independent.
Oh, they love that because the building's made for them. Oh, yeah. Cool. Yep. They love that.
Now, the building is big, and because we serve, 4-year-olds all the way up to 12-year-olds, it's important to know that the kindergarten space is kind of separate.
It is.
There's different hallways.
Right. It has its own corridor, so you don't have to be a little nervous about my child. My four-year-old is in this building with 12th graders because we have our own corridor.
Oh, okay.
So it's very, very, very well planned. We also have wonderful amenities like our library. We have two different libraries in the school, our wonderful lunchroom, a continuously staffed first aid clinic.
I know that was so important when my boys were little because Band-Aids were necessary.
Right. And three amazing playgrounds. My children talk about it all summer long. When can we get back to that playground?
Nice.
Yep.
What about food and beverage while they're there? How does that work?
Sure. So throughout the day in kindergarten specifically, so in the 4-year-old kindergarten and the 5-year-old kindergarten, halfway through the day, we have snack time.
Nice.
And they can provide it, or the school can provide it, or they can bring it from home. And then the school provides a hot lunch option that it's very balanced. They have multiple options for the elementary grades that they can choose. And that's provided on a kindergarten standpoint if they enroll in an extended school day, because our kindergarten program is going to end at 12:30.
That's right.
Right.
Yes. So parents have the option to enroll students in both an early morning and or an after school care. And that actually, we had a testimony just recently that we were talking to a dad that had done some research, and based on tuition costs for the whole day as opposed to another facility, it was going to save him over $400 a month.
Ooh. A month.
Wow.
And that would vary from facility to facility.
Right.
But that was so encouraging to us. And I think for a parent who lives close by, or, you know, we do have bus options as well, that being in the same building for the whole day, there's a level of comfort there as well.
There for sure is.
You guys have definitely covered all the, I know, you know, because you guys are parents, and Ms. Hollinsworth, you're a PCA grad yourself. And Ms. Bryant, you've been in education for over 30 years, specializing in kindergarten kids. What does it mean to you to be able to give back in this way and to be able to return to PCA?
I love the fact that I am able to give back. PCA gave so much to me through, we'll talk about their curriculum in a minute, but they specifically lay out their curriculum in a way that is best for the child, and it does promote lifelong learning. And I'm currently getting my master's right now, and I'm seeing what I learned in school at Pensacola Christian Academy is developing, and I'm still using it in my master's. And so it's amazing. And I love, I mean, PCA has my heart. So I love that I get to give back to it.
I think one of the biggest things that we're well known for in our curriculum is the Premier Phonics program that we use. And many listeners may not be aware that Pensacola Christian Academy partners with Abeka Book. And that is one of the, or is the leading Christian public textbook publisher, and they're based here in Pensacola.
And I didn't know that before today. That's very surprising, and I love that.
Yes.
That is very exciting.
Yep.
Abeka, A-B-E-K-A, the world's leading, Christian textbook publisher right here in Pensacola.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Go to Pensacola Christian, what was that?
Pensacola Christian Academy.com.
Pensacola Christian Academy.com. I've got Mrs. Renee Bryant and Mrs. Jessica Hollinsworth in the studio this morning. If you have any questions about this program for K-4 and K-5 kids, getting them just the best start that you can imagine for their formative years, kindergarten age, we're helping them out this summer with Pensacola Christian Academy's premier kindergarten program. We're talking about it here. When we come back, we're going to get in a little bit more in depth in the curriculum, and we'll just talk about something that maybe parents can do at home. We have an at-home game version of this to get your kids ready for that crucial moment in the fall when they go into kindergarten. We'll be right back after this. It's the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Jake Walker. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the Farm Fresh Dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Feeling a little cheesy? Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Bands on the Beach, every Tuesday night at 7, bring a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music. This week, the Disco Kiss takes the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. It's Bands on the Beach, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Pensacola Christian Academy in the studio, Mrs. Renee Bryant and Mrs. Jessica Hollinsworth. Thank you so much for the work that you do with our young children. Go to PensacolaChristianAcademy.com talking about the premier kindergarten program. Let's get into the curriculum really quick.
So when people think about Pensacola Christian Academy, immediately our phonics program comes to mind, because when children come, now they don't have to have any previous knowledge.
Right.
No entrance test is required or education, you know, platforms or or expectations are set because we know that they're coming from
home. That's our job.
And a daycare, right. So we start with an intensive phonics program. That really just means we take baby steps so they learn the letters, they put them together, and then by the end of K-4 program, they're reading one vowel words and then two vowel words and sentences and whole books that are age appropriate by the end of five-year-old kindergarten. And so then numbers, counting
and numbers
from
time.
1 to 10.
You learn how to count, and they count all the way to 100 by the end of K-5, five-year-old kindergarten. They even know how to write all those numbers by the end of five-year-old kindergarten. They do a little bit of addition and subtraction, very basic, but they really, they grasp that concept by the end of five-year-old kindergarten. They work very well in problem solving. Our teachers specifically, we are so trained in the critical thinking process, which is huge today. So I just love that about our program.
When I was teaching K-4, and as I learned along the way, cursive writing might come a surprise to some parents, but it really helps develop reading skills because you're already connecting letters.
Right.
So they learn that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, they learn those individual letters and then they're connecting. So it's a natural progression from reading to writing.
Right.
With the cursive.
Right. That's a very purposeful decision in the curriculum because it does help children. And it also helps their fine motor skills. I don't know if you know this, but writing is actually a muscle in your hand. Mm-hmm. It's something that just has to be worked out and, you know, continually worked on. And mm-hmm. so our cursive writing and how we work things in our curriculum really aid to that.
And that motor skill develops independently from children to child or from child to child as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we take that into account.
For sure.
When they practice squeezing Play-Doh and scissors.
Bubble
and
wrap.
All those kind of things.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen those muscles. Right. So that helps them be successful.
Yep. We also really focus on language development and skills development. We talk about different countries. We talk about the community helpers. Something that I love that Pensacola Christian Academy does specifically is in the past, we've been able to bring community helpers to us. Mm-hmm. And so as a five-year-old kindergarten teacher, those are one of my favorite days that we get to interact with firefighters or we get to interact with EMS or Smokey the Bear, mm-hmm. things like nice. That. We love that we've been able to do that in the past.
You mentioned earlier the culture of kindness, and that I think stems from the biblical worldview
right. mm-hmm.
that is infused into the curriculum, and it's just a natural extension of right. what is taught even in science mm-hmm. and health, just what we do throughout the day.
Right.
And one of the things that I appreciate about the curriculum as mm-hmm. well is the patriotism, because we sing, you know, My Country 'Tis of Thee. In fact, I remember taking my four-year-old daughter to the grocery store, and she was singing My Country 'Tis of Thee at the top of her lungs, and everyone loved it.
Yep.
Yep, you
learned
that.
They are our original pop hits. They really are.
Yes, for sure. We also make sure that there is art in different, many different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
Music.
Very important.
Yes.
Thank
classic,
you.
Traditional. Mm-hmm. Poems, drama. So it's a very balanced, very well-rounded curriculum.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. I wish this could be mandatory somehow, but I know you can't, you know, you can't force everybody to do this,
right.
but man, this,
Becca gives a great layout for it.
Yes. Mm.
So the schools don't have to use or don't have to think too much if they use the Abeka curriculum. It's just all naturally built in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Nice. And if you want to call to schedule a tour, that, that number is 478-8483. Go to PensacolaChristianAcademy.com. They still have K4 and K5 spots available
sure
for this fall.
Yes.
All right. But they do fill quickly.
Yes.
So.
Now's the time that they fill up. So.
All right. Yeah. And the special promo, do you guys want to talk about that real quick?
Sure.
Absolutely. So we have a wonderful promotion right now that if you attend four-year-old kindergarten and five-year-old kindergarten, you get the whole first grade tuition free,
which is a huge value for parents.
Mm-hmm. Now you do have to begin in August in the four-year-old kindergarten and then attend two full consecutive years to get that promo, but man, what a value.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
In addition to the excellent education
that
they're being given.
Definitely. And just, you know, the grounding in reality, you know, and just a firm grip on, you know, what it means to be kind.
Right.
And to not be so judgmental and negative.
Sure.
Thank you so much, guys, for the work that you're doing, because there's nothing more important. Growing up, it always seems so cheesy and hokey, you know, when they're like, children are our future and all this stuff. But now,
so
man,
true.
The older I get, I'm like, man, it's so right.
That's
it's so true.
Yeah.
So thank you for the crucial role that you're playing in our children's lives. 437-1620 if you have any quick comments or questions. We are going to take our last commercial break, and we'll be right back with more from the Pensacola Christian Academy. Go to PensacolaChristianAcademy.com. We'll be right back.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've got Miss Renee Bryant and Mrs. Jessica Hollinsworth in the studio from Pensacola Christian Academy. Go to PensacolaChristianAcademy.com and find out more about this premier kindergarten program going on this summer to help your child be prepared for this fall when they start kindergarten. And if you want to send your child to PCA, now is the time. They've got this great promo going on. If you start in the fall, in August, right, and do K-4 and K-5, you just heard it on that ad there, you get the first grade tuition for free. Let's talk about what parents can do at home this summer, because they may have a child going into kindergarten and they've got all kinds of concerns and fears and they want to send their child to school prepared. What can they do at home to help this?
So there's some things that parents can think through with a little bit of intentionality,
right,
that really prepare children to be successful in kindergarten. And I have found in the 30 years that I have been in education that the parents who are the most involved and communicate are the children that have the most success.
Right.
So some of the tips that I know, Jess, you have littles.
Right.
So what are you going to be doing this summer?
Right. So this summer I'm able to keep my children home, which is amazing. So I'm going to keep it in front of them and I'm going to talk with them. We're going to make sure that we have healthy routines set up, consistent meal times, consistent bedtimes, things like that.
All right, we got to go. That music is calling us out here. We never have enough time. But you won't find a better value when it comes to Christian education. Pensacola Christian Academy, proven system that's worked for thousands of students. 478-8483 to schedule a tour. Thank you guys so much.
Crystal Award for Community Service. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.